Shabbos Shevtz 19 Mishnah 5 Katan Nimol Lishmoina Letisha Lasara Velachad Asa Lishnaim Asara. A child can be circumcised on the 8th day, the 9th day, the 10th day, the 11th day, or the 12th day. We'll see now what this means. Lo pachas v'lo yoser, not less and not more. Hi Ketzad, what are the examples? What does this mean, says the Mishnah? So it means as follows. Kedarko, if the child is born, is normal, is healthy, no issues, etc., then he is breast, he is circumcised, lishmoina, on the 8th day. And on the 8th day. Now the 8th day will always be, you count the day of the birth as day 1. So if the child is born on Tuesday lunchtime, so Tuesday is day 1. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. The 8th day will be the Tuesday of the following week. So he'll be breast on the corresponding day of the following week. That's 8 days. That's the 8th day. Noilad lebein hashmashos, but if the child is born bein hashmashos. Now bein hashmashos is the period between sunset, which is shkia, and nightfall, which is when the sky is now completely dark and the stars have come out already. That twilight period, we don't know, we're in doubt, if that twilight period forms part of the day or part of the night. If it forms part of the day, then it's obviously part of the day before, in a sense. But if it forms part of the night, in halachic terms, that's already the next day. Friday night is already Shabbos. Saturday night is already, you know, it's already Yom Rishon. It's already not, so the night, if it forms part of the night, it's already the next day. So this child that's born, Bein Hashmashos, he's born in this twilight period. Let's say he's born on Tuesday twilight, right? Tuesday late afternoon in the twilight period. So, do we circumcise him the following week, Tuesday, because twilight forms part of the day, and therefore the 8th day is the following Tuesday? Or does twilight form part of the night, in which case we bris him on the following Wednesday? We don't know. We don't know when to bris the child. So what do? We always bris him on the Wednesday. Because if we bris him on the Tuesday and twilight forms part of the night, then the following Tuesday is actually only 7 days. And a bris before 8 days is a nullity. It's null and void. It's like you've done nothing. So you can't do that. So what we do is we rather err on the side of maybe brising him on the 9th day, because if twilight forms part of the day, that's part of the Tuesday, and we're supposed to bris him next Tuesday, but now we're going to bris him next Wednesday to be safe. So we'll end up brising him on the 9th day. Okay, we're a day late, but at least the bris is still a valid bris. So that's the case, is the Mishnah, where Noilad Bein Hashmashos, if the child is born in a twilight period, Nimol Letisha, then we bris him on what is the 9th day. I mean, it might actually be the 8th day, but we're calling it the 9th day in the Mishnah. We always one day longer, and we leave it for one day longer, and that's what the Mishnah is calling the 9th day. Bein Hashmashos Shel Erev Shabbos, but if he's born in twilight on Friday afternoon. So according to what we've just said, we could either bris him the following week Friday or the following week Shabbos. According to what we've just said, we will leave it for the later day, meaning we should bris him on Shabbos. But now we've got another curveball, because you can only bris a child on Shabbos if that's definitely the 8th day. And here it's not definitely the 8th day, because the child was born in twilight. We don't know if twilight is the day or it forms part of the day or the night. So we can't bris him the following Shabbos. We've got to leave it for one more day until the Sunday. And that is what the Mishnah calls Nimol La'asara. It could be it's like 10 days later that we would now bris this child. Yom Tov La'achara Shabbos, but if that Sunday is now Yom Tov, so again, we can't bris the child because it's a doubt. Nimol La'achar Asa, so now we're going to have to leave it till the Monday. Can only bris the child the following Monday. Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, if Sunday, Monday is Rosh Hashanah, and we'll learn when we get to Masechta Rosh Hashanah that even in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Hashanah was a 2-day Yom Tov. So there you can't bris him even on the Monday now, because it's also Yom Tov. So now you've got to leave the bris for the Tuesday. So in that case over there, Shnei Yamim Tovim Shel Rosh Hashanah, Nimol L'Shneim Asa. You would have to bris the child on what could even be the 12th day. So that's how the bris could get delayed due to a doubt. Changes topic. Katan Achole, if we do not circumcise, an ill child, Ein Mohalin Oisa Ad She Yavri. We do not circumcise an ill child until he becomes well. And so we don't put the child's life in danger, God forbid, for the circumcision. We rather leave the circumcision until the child is better. And if it's just one part of the child that is afflicted, for example, his eye, he brings over here. So if the child had a problem with his eye, so once the eye is better, we can go ahead with the bris. But if it's a sickness that affects the child, he's like whole body, you know, it's like a proper sickness, his entire body suffered, then we would, even after the child was better, we would wait for 7 full days in addition to pass, so that we're sure that the child is healthy and strong before we give the child the circumcision, before we do the bris.